Sports 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Opening statements coming up shortly in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The first witnesses also expected to be called today.
In a separate case today, a judge will hear arguments over the $175 million bond in Trump's civil fraud case, where he was found liable of falsely inflating his real estate assets. The New York Attorney General is asking the judge to void that bond payment, saying the bond company has failed to show it has the money to cover the amount. And another big legal battle for the former president is this Thursday, when the Supreme Court hears arguments on Trump's presidential immunity claim and the January 6 election interference case.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. The head of military intelligence in Israel is resigning over failures to anticipate the October 7th Hamas attacks that left 1,200 people dead. Aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan moving toward Senate approval this week. The Senate will vote on one big package instead of four separate ones. This is ABC News. Russian cyber thieves may have hit a West Texas town. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
When the Mule Shoe water tower overflowed in January, spilling tens of thousands of gallons into the street, local officials initially chalked it up to a mechanical malfunction. Now the city manager acknowledges that the Kremlin-sponsored hacking group Sandworm is the likely culprit. Cybersecurity specialist Michael Strong says it should be a warning to other cities and towns.
Just having one piece of software and assuming that you're protected 15 years ago might have been okay. Today, that's not the case.
The Mule Shoe city manager says the password protecting his town's water system had not been changed in at least a decade. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Europe is warming up fast. A new report from the UN's World Meteorological Association on this Earth Day and the EU's climate agency, Copernicus, say Europe is the fastest warming continent, its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. The report calling for Europe to speed up the switch to renewable energy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks shocked the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The oddsmakers had Indiana as favorites. So did the networks. But the Bucks controlled the pace and beat the Pacers 109-94 in front of a loud crowd at Fiserv Forum, led by Damian Lillard, who scored 35 points in the first half.
We just got to beat a team that, you know, even when we win, we got to be coming in the next day looking to improve and kind of like, you know, shore up some of the holes that we had in the game tonight and be better in the next one.
Doc Rivers on Lillard.
You know, it's funny. He loves boxing. That's where we kind of connect, because I'm Ali and Frazier. I grew up with boxing, and he's got that prize fighter-like mentality. It's almost like he was training for the fight, and then when the bell rings, he seems to be ready.
Game 2 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cardinals to complete a 3-game sweep in St. Louis.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling, and they're coming up big for us over and over.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy through early this afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy with sprinkles, and it will get windy later today. Our high 66, the wind southwest at 10 to 20 this morning. Gusts up to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the tunnel.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino here. The mayor is still in Times Square with Heather Heil from the Children's Museum.
Good morning. Definitely not Jim this morning.
Our fill-in. It's nice having you.
Thank you. I saw Jim on Friday night at the Margarita Bay fundraiser. It was awesome for the new community shelter.
Yes.
He was with the parrots. And you guys, if you could have seen. No, I didn't take it. I do of the parrots that we took
but
not with Jim.
Oh,
but
man.
He was so cute. He had a little hat on
and a little
Hawaiian shirt. Yes. Yes.
All right. If
so
anybody
great.
Has a picture, they've got to
we'll pay. I'm lying. I do. I will find
it and
get it to you.
We'll pay for that, Todd.
Yeah. Yes.
Whatever it takes. We'll pay for that.
That's right.
Yeah. So Heather Heil is in here co-hosting in placement of Jim. And we got Katie Hess from the Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin. Autism Acceptance Month. Hello, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's great having you here.
Good, good. Thank you. Yeah.
Katie actually is on the board of directors for the Children's Museum.
I swear, every time we bring somebody in, there's some connection in this.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
It's great. It's one degree of Green Bay. Everybody knows someone through one person.
It truly is.
Yes.
So you also help with the Children's Museum, huh, Katie?
I do. I'm on the board for the Children's Museum, and I'm on the board for the Center for Childhood Safety as well.
Awesome.
She's a do-gooder. Like, she just really loves to, like, put her talents and help other people, and we love her for that.
And it's cool. It's, like, homegrown. Like you said, you're from Alloway, grew up here, went to school here, did the whole thing, and you stayed here. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing Jim always talks about, the brain drain. We get these talented people, and then they move to Milwaukee or Chicago or whatever. And it's great that somebody like you stays here.
Thanks.
And I appreciate that. And does your God's work, I like to call it. Tell us a little bit about the Autism Society, though, this morning.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Good.
I've been with the Autism Society since late last year, so I'm pretty new in this role, but it's such a wonderful organization. We serve 53 counties in Wisconsin.
Wow.
We are one of three autism affiliates. So I basically handle the area above Milwaukee and Madison.
So this is the headquarters.
And I'm going to stop you right there. Someone listening who has no idea what autism is, can you tell us what that is? Let's start there.
Sure. So in a very broad sense, autism is a developmental condition.
Okay.
And it typically gets diagnosed or recognized in children. And it impacts their social skills, their ability to form relationships, to self-regulate, things like that. But it impacts everyone a little bit differently.
Well, there's such a thing as adult autism as well, right?
Of course.
100%. Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure that you serve some of these adults.
Well, it's a lifelong condition.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, some of these are very functioning people, but they... go ahead.
Absolutely.
I'm not telling you anything you don't know.
No, you're not. Like I said, it impacts everyone a little bit differently. And so we look at adults and we think of like neurotypical adults. And this is just a little bit different. So the way that they function might be slightly different than what you would see in a neurotypical person.
Okay. And then with the children that you serve, what do you do with the children?
Well, gosh, we do a lot. So mm-hmm. we promote.
I'm sorry, that was an open-ended question. Yeah, that was. Thank you so much for that.
Where do I begin?
Jinx. So, well, we have a lot of different supports. Mm-hmm. So we help with early diagnosis. So part of it is advocacy. Being on shows like this really helps. We want to make sure that families know that they should go out and see their healthcare provider, see if they can get early diagnosis. That's certainly really important.
Can I just jump in right there? How early can this be diagnosed?
Very, very early.
And is it generally by the parents where it's like, my child's not advancing enough? Or
yep. So when you have a baby, typically you go in for your regular check-ins and sure. they check certain developmental markers.
Right.
And if a child isn't getting to those particular markers when, I hate to say typically, but when mm-hmm. when you normally see people get to those markers, they may do some additional testing and then identify if your child has autism.
Okay. And then so once they've identified, Katie, like what is your organization? Excuse me. First day of talking today. What is your organization doing to help? What kind of resources can you provide for them?
So one of the things that I'm really proud of that we have is we have a lady in our office. Her name is Kelly, and she's absolutely phenomenal. And she's basically our resource center person. So you could call our office during office hours and she will just talk to you. She will provide you with resources that there are available in the community, other nonprofit organizations that can assist. We also have a lot of materials, so we can send families like kind of like a new welcome to this new community packet. And with that, you get a listing of certain resources that you're going to want to take care of earlier, just because it can be really overwhelming to get this diagnosis, and there's so much information out there, you don't know where to start.
So you guys are as big of a support entity as anything.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, yeah, when you get the diagnosis, you think, well, now what? And there's a lot of things in that we don't know what to do, and how do you move forward? And you're really supporting these people, and okay, you can, they have this program here, and you can do this, and you are that glue for those families.
And they have a person to call, so they can always call us, mm-hmm. and then they have a community, which is really important because, again, it impacts everyone a little bit differently. And so it's important for them to have other people that they can talk to and say, this is what we're recognizing. Are you recognizing the same types of things? What services and supports are available?
There's a lot of different levels of autism, though, too, isn't there?
Again, it's kind of like anything else.
Right.
Any other kind of diagnosis, it'll impact you a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Katie, how are you supported? You're a non-for-profit organization, correct?
Yes.
So I'm sure you're doing some fundraising. Do you have any like fun big events coming up?
Well, this week is actually our biggest conference of the year. We put on a huge conference. About 900 people come.
Wow.
It's in the Dells, and we bring people from all over the state in to learn more about autism. We have panels, we have keynote speakers, we have events. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I can't wait. I haven't been yet.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I'm really, really excited to meet everybody. We also have a golf outing that we do in August. That's on the 13th, shameless mm-hmm. plug.
Let us know. We'll plug the heck out of it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we also do a walk in the fall.
Let us know about that, too.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, though, as far as once the diagnose comes out, okay,
mm-hmm.
what's the first general reaction of parents?
I think just like with anything, if it's something that you're not expecting, I think a lot of things are going through parents' heads. Where do I go? What do I do next? Who do I talk to?
And you guys will be the first place in some ways, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully they refer them to us right away. Again, we are a nonprofit
organization. For support, if nothing else.
Exactly. And so what we try to do, another good thing to point out is that this field is constantly being researched.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's new information that's coming out all the time. And so what we try to do is as children grow living through this life with autism, as we're learning more things, we learn to be more accepting and aware of different vernacular terms
sure.
that people like mm-hmm. to use and terms that maybe are outdated, things like that. And so we try to be as flexible as we can to say, hey, we're learning too, and
right.
we're here to support you however that looks for you.
Awesome. Yep. Katie, I feel, as John alluded to, looking as a parent, when you're hearing this, this is not a dead end diagnosis when it happens with your family.
No.
There are so many amazing people and resources to help you.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah. Thank you.
You just made my morning.
Thank you.
When you talk about research, DNA is becoming such a huge thing with everything. Are people finding any, I don't want to say warning signs, but any types of things that they're finding out that, people might carry with them?
Well, I don't want to talk too much about it. We do have some information on it, but what I can say is there really isn't anything that they can pinpoint right now as to what that could be. And so until more information comes out, more research gets
done. But they're looking into that too,
Yeah, they're researching, looking to try and find to help moving forward. Yes,
absolutely. And one of the things about Autism Acceptance Month is there's a reason we call it Acceptance Month and not Awareness Month. I feel like to this point, so many people are aware of autism. Okay. They've heard the word at least before. They have a general understanding of what it means. And so now what we're trying to do is move our communities towards acceptance. So it's really teaching the public how to interact with people with autism and recognize people with autism so that they have a more sense of belonging into the community.
I think that's great because we also deal with, and Todd, we've talked about this with dementia. I mean, this is a dementia zone here, as they call it, where if somebody is struggling and they know somebody's struggling, people have been trained around here.
Yes. Right.
And that's a big thing now, isn't it, Todd? And Todd dealt with that with his father and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, you learn really quickly how that can affect your own life, having somebody in your life with dementia, and how to deal with them a little bit differently because of their situation. I mean, learning as much as you can about autism and how to function with those folks, I think is just as important.
Totally agree. I mean, I think what you just said, I think you guys are right on the cusp of this.
Yes.
Acceptance, not just awareness, acceptance.
Yes. Because it's all, I mean, and to take it one step further, it's belonging.
Yeah.
So we don't want you to just accept that, you know, that this is the way that it is. It's making everyone feel included because everyone is different. Mm-hmm. Everyone is unique and everyone should be embraced for who they are.
We're with Katie Hess, Autism Society of Greater Wisconsin, Autism Acceptance Month.
Yeah. Is there any like quick tips if we do come across someone with autism of something we can be doing to help make them feel comfortable? Is there I'm sure there's not a catch-all with that.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Well, there are certain.
Or what not to do.
Yep. So there are certain characteristics that you might notice in a person with autism. Rocking behavior could be something. Loud noises may be disruptive.
Yeah.
You may see how they may have certain little movements that they repeat, things like
that. We've got a good friend, Todd and I both, a lady we kind of work with, and her son, she talks about when there's thunderstorms.
Right.
Really tough on him.
Yeah.
Sure. Yep. And so, I mean, again, it's different for everyone. So basically what we say is, you know, be patient, be kind, be understanding, be calm, just like you would with any other person.
Cool.
Be aware.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically just be a good human regardless of what the
situation
is. You
know what? I have so much respect for people like yourself who say, here's where I'm going to devote my life to in helping others in that way. Seriously, I have so much respect for you.
Thank you.
Same thing with the people at the Dementia Society and on CP and all the different entities. You're much better human beings than I am. Just because I can't handle it almost.
Yeah, you can. Don't cut yourself short. You are a good human and you help people.
I don't know. I feel like I can't do enough or something. And you guys get in there on the grassroots level, which I think is really cool.
Thank you.
I mean, you deal with it every day. I think that's cool. I mean, we can all show up for benefits. We can all show up for golf tournaments and say, oh, look at us. Right. Aren't we great? We're helping. No, these people wake up every single morning and say, hey, I'm going to help these people that need some help.
Make the world a better place. How can people learn more about you, Katie?
Our website, autismgreaterwi.org.
Beautiful. Let us know about that golf tournament. We're going to promote the crap out of that.
And the walk.
Okay? Absolutely.
Yeah.
The walk.
We're walking. You're exercising now. Yes?
Yeah.
Well, is that a lie?
Let's not get carried away.
John, that'd be good for you, right?
You know.
Yeah.
With your
little picker-upper, you could actually.
Maybe I will. I'll do it. Okay, yeah, I'll do two in one. Help the Autism Society and the Community Cleanliness Program.
Thank you so very much.
They've got a great spokesperson in you.
Thank you.
Because it's come from the heart.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. All right. We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you serious about fun? Shop your boat club, formerly Herget Sports Shop in Oshkosh. With brands like Patagonia, Free People Movement, Helly Hansen, Telec, Hyperlite, and Old Town, they've got you covered from head to toe. Your boat club sports shop has adventure rentals like boats, e-bikes, fat tire bikes, kayaks, and more. No matter your lifestyle, your boat club has a membership option for you. Take the hassle out of boating and enjoy the best parts of being on the water. Check them out today at 1232 North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Todd Allball Show.
That on the way in, I'm like, man, that number, some charity is going to do really well with that.
That's $10 against her and Katie.
No. Good morning.
Autism
I'm Heather
Society
Heil.
Will be sending a check for $10 because she and they caused me to be late getting on.
I don't think so. I was literally saying 1 minute, and
I
then
didn't
we're
hear
on,
you.
We're live.
I didn't hear you, Todd.
Selective hearing, I think,
because Katie is so loud.
No, she's not. She just brings such fun
and
energy. Stop.
And...
No, she was not.
It was terrible.
Stop yourself. Not at all.
She was.
No. Hey, listen.
Fine.
So...
That's
we were
$40.
No.
Is that $40 now? I owe. Oh my God.
No, you're making money. She was not swearing, though.
First
$10
from your golf tournament goes right here, just so you know.
So I'm going to tell you, John, though. Hi. So with Katie's autism work that she's doing and also sitting on the board at the Children's Museum, we do a sensory night at the museum. So for these children, we do have once a month a night where children can come in and play with their families, or they can work with their therapist there. So we make it quieter and do all of those things. So
that is beautiful.
Great resources in our community.
I love it how different things in the entities in the community come together.
I will tell you.
That's one of the cool things about being here.
You cannot work in silos anymore in this community. If you want to partner and do these things, John, I am all about that with anybody who wants to do that. So if you're out there listening and you have a non-for-profit and you want to do something with my museum, I would love to talk with you because we are stronger together, and that's what makes this community great.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. What? Oh, boy.
You know what I want to build next to your museum?
What do you want to build next to the museum?
Veterans Museum.
Yes.
I really want that.
I think that would be great so
area,
beautiful.
And I think it'd be great to, you know, people could go to both places. And
so, let me tell you, our museum is looking to expand. So
talk to me.
We're at capacity almost every day. It is an awesome problem to have. So being out by Bay Beach, which sees over a million visitors a year.
You ever been on Zip and Pippin?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Have you?
No.
Okay. Nope. Okay.
I don't like carnival rides, circus rides.
It's not
fair
really.
Ride.
It's a really nice ride. It's a little. It's an old ride, so it kind of jars
something
your body
would
a little
with
bit.
Me. Something
no, it
would
won't.
Yeah, but I'd be the one guy that falls out or something. Or
no, you would be fine.
It'd
I
be
will
like
do
that thing
with
in Crandon last year. If you want to kill me, put me in the situation those people were in Crandon last year, and they're on a Ferris wheel and they got stuck upside down for like 6 hours. I would have just unhitched myself and just fallen
like,
down.
No, you
I'm
would,
done.
John,
here
stop.
I go. See ya.
No.
That's what I'd yell the whole way down. I would.
Living my best life. Yeah.
You know what? That'd be the thing where Jim would, you know, say, Jenny, you got to do it. You got to do it. Mer, no. On the way down.
And he's up there laughing.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, you have to try it. That area out there is really growing.
I know.
And that would
be
perfect out there. So, I mean, the wildlife sanctuary is out there.
Yep.
The new inclusive playground is being built out by us now. If you have not seen that, take a drive out on Bay Beach Road. It is happening out there. Or if you are a developer.
Is there open space?
Oh, there's open space. Yeah. Talk to our friend Chip.
Could they donate some to
me? I don't know that they would donate, but they're really pretty great to work with.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I love this idea.
Okay. Thank you.
I do too.
I think it'd be great.
And that's
I think a military museum would be awesome. Don't you, Todd?
Absolutely.
Okay. What are you going to put in your military? Do you have artifacts to put in this museum?
Yeah.
Where are these artifacts?
In my garage.
Really?
Some of them.
Okay.
All right.
And then you're going to get your veterans?
And we get more stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to curate and do and design all of this?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a great idea.
I love doing stuff like that.
I know. And you
and we'll have different themes because I don't want it to be where if somebody goes there one time, it's like, yeah, I saw it. Why go again? It's the same. No. I want it to keep you know.
Got to make changing. It interactive.
Interactive. That's the word I'm looking for.
And have, you know what? I'm going to tell you, anytime you can engage with veterans, it's an amazing experience.
Why?
Well, so.
You're going to engage with one here in about half an hour.
Yes.
My buddy Mike Allen, Vietnam War vet, and I'll show you the artwork he used to do in Vietnam.
I think veterans are the most amazing humans to just talk to and make friends with. I did the Old Glory Honor Flight.
Oh, get you.
And lifelong friend made awesome. In that trip.
Is
yeah.
that great?
So you deal with these humans all the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's a great guy. He's going to tell you some stories. My favorite story he always tells, he told Todd the other day this, about his good buddy that got ambushed. His buddy got shot right in the head. Okay? And there's like
okay.
stuff coming out of his head. Okay?
John. Where's this going?
Okay, you'll get it. He calls him and goes, Mike. It's like, yeah, man. Okay, dude, brother. You know, thing is, last time he goes, dude, take the weed out of my bag. I don't want the officers getting it.
Oh, my God.
As they take him up in the thing. They took, and he survived.
Yes.
He lived.
My gosh. Yeah, the thing
But that was his big thing. Get the weed out of my bag.
And I will tell you that. That sense of humor is pretty amazing in these humans as well. Most of them, it's,
no question.
You know, some people get a little like jagged with that of like, that's not funny. Well, you know what? In the things that they've seen and done, you got to have a little sense of humor.
No question. No question. So Mike's going to be coming on and he'll show you that. I talked about it earlier with Todd, where he actually would sit in the jungle in between ambushes and stuff and sketch. And he's got his original sketch. And one of them, I said,
really?
Is there blood on that? He goes, yeah, I had a big leech on me and I pulled him off. Yeah.
Wow. So
you're going to be meeting him.
Can we see some of that art?
Yeah, I've got it right in the other room.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yes. So he's big into that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
So, yeah. But you guys used to, when you were in your old show, you guys used to, just if people don't know who you are, and obviously everybody in radio does, but tell me a little bit about your radio career for the other people out here. Why we have you fill in?
Yeah, why it's me, why I'm here right now.
Yeah.
So I work at the Children's Museum of Green Bay now, but I went to school to be a radio star.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Winona State University.
All right.
And my first...
I swear 90% of the people in the media around here went to school in Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah.
Didn't they?
Yep.
It was so weird.
Honestly, for me... born and raised in Wisconsin, just wanted to go to a reciprocal school that I could afford, but wanted to get out of the state. Like, I was just that small town girl who just wanted
Where's
to get the
up?
Hell out. Berlin, Wisconsin.
Oh, Berlin. Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, I'm,
well, actually, didn't your first radio gig on WISS?
It was.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, they had a policy there that a high school student needed to be on staff at all times.
Okay.
So I was that staff person.
Oh, cool.
So, and honestly, it was just running the board for Bob Uecker and maybe
That's
spinning
cool.
a couple of vinyl records
That's
and the cart
awesome.
Players and all that. But I fell in love with the industry. And that's, once you get that in your blood, you just,
it's
you
true.
Never goes away.
Hey,
and look at us now.
Nothing like radio.
You start
I agree.
And you just, you keep
totally
going.
Agree.
So,
totally agree.
Yep, went to Winona to do it and got my first full-time gig here in Green Bay for a Cumulus broadcasting station and didn't work out for the best. I was invited to leave.
Well, how many years were you there, though?
I was there for 5.
But then they disbanded the station or something,
didn't
they?
Yeah, it was the whole thing.
I mean, that's radio, though, too.
And I also, at that point, I mean, I was young, and I really had a calling for
not-for-profit. It's funny. I was driving around yesterday and listening to a radio station locally, and it's like, why do I know... that frequency. It's like, oh, I used to work at that frequency with different call letters.
I used to be you know what on I mean? Right.
So, I mean, so that happens all. Every single person that's ever gotten into radio has stories like that.
Oh, for
every
sure.
Every single one.
And I have met some of the most amazing humans, though, in doing this. Like, everyone in radio and television is friends with each other.
Yes.
Like, you just love one another and help each other because they're all in the thick of it. And it's not as bad now, thank goodness. But it was pretty brutal there for a while.
Yeah, it was.
It was very cutthroat of like you have to say double U, not W.
Yeah.
And just very, where you're like, time and temp. Every time you open that mic, time and temp.
Gee, you think I was never called in? Are you kidding me? Heather Heil sitting in today for the mayor. We got Bill Hartig from the Green Bay Retired Men's Club. Mike Allen, Vietnam War vet. We got a lot of stuff. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
An award-winning Wisconsin author wants us all to slow down and respect the values of small farming communities. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Monday. Author Jerry Apps has penned a new book with that as his focus. Details next.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
Wisconsin author Jerry Apps has just finished a new book that, instead of teaching us about our barns or cheesemaking, it asks the question, what is the future of our small rural farming communities? Apps says at this stage in his life, he's concerned about the values we are leaving behind.
I'm at a stage in my life where I said, what can we do about it? Well, I'm just going to sit here and watch all this go apart. I've been trying to help farmers now for all of these many years, and I'm supposed to sit here and see it all come apart? I can't do that. What are the questions we need to raise, and who needs to raise them, about where we are going? And I'm especially excited about focusing on the family farm, because I grew up on one. Maybe I'm prejudiced, but I still think there are values and beliefs that come out of the valley of the family farm, in addition to the food and fiber that's produced.
Jerry Apps, his new book called On Farms and Rural Communities, An Agricultural Ethic for the Future. You can listen to my whole conversation with Apps online now at MidwestFarmReport.com.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And welcome to Earth Week. And of course, Wisconsin Agriculture wants you to stay engaged in the dialogue. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is hosting three free webinars this week, today, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at 11 a.m., focused in on some of the tools and technologies that production agriculture is using today to capture carbon credit, for example. You can sign up at WFBF.com. Just search for Earth Day Webinars. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy through early this afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy with sprinkles, and it will get windy later today. Our high 66, the wind southwest at 10 to 20 this morning. Gusts up to 35 by late this afternoon. Tonight, windy, scattered showers 49. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunderstorm with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
That's not... What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you
not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freak freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 98.3 FM. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor making his way back from New York City right now. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available. Guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right. Zero interest up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest. You have to book, though, by April 30th. Pella Windows and Doors rated number one by homeowners in Northeast Wisconsin.
And as someone who has owned a home with Pella Windows, I can verify that
and
information.
They save you money, don't they?
It makes a huge difference. Old Victorian home in downtown Green Bay.
Oh, no
yes.
kidding.
Oh,
I love
yes.
those kind of homes.
Yeah,
though.
But we put the Pella windows in, and we saw our like bills just go down. Worth
Absolutely.
The investment. Yes.
We've got Bill Hartung from the Green Bay Area Retired Men's Club. Hello, Bill.
Good morning. Good morning.
I always have a good time when I speak at your clubs. Me and Jim, we have a great time there.
Well, it's good to have you there. It's that's part of what we are, is getting people in that bring some fun to us. So,
and hopefully someday I will join you guys and actually be retired.
Well, you got to go through the induction process.
Oh,
you
know, so. I didn't know.
You may not make that.
Todd, can you do a letter of recommendation for me?
Yeah, right.
So the Retired Men's Club, Bill.
Yes.
How many members are there of you?
There are about 250 members.
Seriously?
Right now. Yeah. Yep. We have 250 members. They don't all come every week. We'll have 100 to 130 or so weekly.
So you're meeting weekly. Like, this is the real deal.
When Jim and I spoke there the last time, they got that auditorium at the library, and they basically filled the auditorium.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's quite a group.
And yours is a social club. Yes. When you're gathering, what just hanging out? Are you doing things?
Yeah, the order of things is from 8:30 to 9:30 is the social time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time when we meet and greet and share, you know, what's your latest illness, what's your latest operation, what's what, you know, and
grandchildren.
How's the kids, how's the grandchildren, yeah, where are you going, where are you coming from, you know, and that goes for about an hour, and it's donut and coffee time, and then at 9:30 we start our formal meeting, and there's some things that we do at the beginning.
They start off with some really bad jokes. I think they try to get them as bad as possible.
We look for the worst.
We look for the worst.
Well, those are the ones that nobody remembers.
Yeah, that's right.
And actually, the joke thing, there's about five of us that are humorists, and we take a turn each week, right?
Yeah.
So if you pay close attention to the guy on week number one, if you're week number five, you can just repeat his, because we don't remember him anyway.
I'm going to know. They're sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it works good.
But it's a great thing for people that don't know about it. It's a great community get together.
Oh, you know, especially, and I never realized this when I was working, but the importance of having a social life.
Yeah.
Having guys to talk to
mm-hmm.
that have eaten some of the same dirt that you've eaten, you know, and can share that. It's just watching the camaraderie is really.
You know, I remember one time I came to talk about my book, my most recent book. Mm-hmm. And I asked, I said, how many guys here are veterans? It had to be 90%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of veterans there. Yes.
Fascinating. Yeah.
And you know what's cool about it? When we open the show, when we open the formal meeting, mm-hmm. we start with a call to order kind of thing and an invocation. But then the guys are all standing and we face the flag and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you have to hear an auditorium full of old man voices in unison with
yes.
that.
It comes from the heart.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So Bill, if somebody's listening says, well, I'd like to join, but I don't know anybody in it. You guys are as welcoming as any group you'll ever find, right?
You know, I don't think anyone walked in any colder than I did almost 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
One of the guys there was a doctor that I knew. And okay. he said, hey, when you retire, you ought to join this club. You think you're like, yeah, whatever. So one day I said, you know what? Why not? You know, so I walked in there, walked in the door, walked downstairs. I was greeted. looked around. I saw actually one person I actually knew and just felt like, yeah, I belong here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's one of those things that how do you put definition to it?
Sure.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
But that group is like, and when you're not, once you become a member and you're not there, people notice,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Sure.
They look out for each other.
Yeah, you're part yeah. of a family then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. You know, becoming a member is not even a big deal. I mean, you go down there and if you decide you want to join, you have to pay. It's $20.
Oh, boy.
For the mm-hmm. year. And I tell guys, you know, we have a monthly payment thing, $1.66, and we can do a direct draft yeah. right out of your account. Except 1 month has to be $1.67.
So otherwise, yeah.
otherwise,
donuts,
yeah,
right?
otherwise it doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for that $20, you get 50 cups of coffee, 50 donuts.
Sure.
Great conversation, good education, and just generally fun. And it's a no-load club.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do projects.
Yeah,
we do one fundraiser mm-hmm. at Christmas time. We'll pass the hat for the Give a Kid a Book.
That's awesome.
Yes, we love program, the literacy. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's no load. You don't have to. Well, I didn't do this month. I didn't do that. All you have to do is show up.
That is, one of the things why people don't want to join clubs is because then you got to get on committees and you're all of a sudden taking on all of these responsibilities that you want to have that friendship and you want to hang out, and like you said.
But I think what you were talking about earlier too, Bill, is so important. And I think it was really proven that during COVID,
mm-hmm.
that face-to-face camaraderie is really important for mm-hmm. people.
We do, we're live. We just changed platforms right now, but we do a live broadcast every week. And during COVID, you know, that was one of the things that you did. And it was okay,
mm-hmm.
but
Nothing was good during COVID. Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing was good.
Nothing worked right.
Even if you told jokes during COVID, it didn't work very well, you know, because you need three dimensions, mm-hmm. you know, height and width doesn't work. You need depth.
Yeah.
And you don't get that on, electronically. It's just the way it is. So
there's a group in Appleton I used to go every Friday morning that have a free breakfast for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them were living alone now. You know, they'd lost mm-hmm. their wives. I mean, we had World War II veterans there. I mean, Korean War veterans. So these are mid-80s, types of guys. They never missed one. They never missed mm-hmm. one. They would go to 52 of those a year.
Yep.
We're with Bill Harton, Green Bay Area Retired Men's Club. And I just want to say, and I've talked to so many of those guys, that's what they look forward to every week. That was their big event, just to get together with those guys.
Absolutely. And so you have speakers that you bring in, too. So John said that he came. So what?
Yeah. We have a different speaker every week. So we have 50 speakers.
Wow.
And it's a name a topic we probably had on there. And all interesting, and we might get two or three people from the same area of mm-hmm. expertise, like doctors and that type of thing. You know, so they bring their own insight and their own skill sets, if you mm-hmm. will, to our club. And that's how I learned. I had a surgery 7-8 years ago, and I learned about it because of men's club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know anything about it. I got to have this done. How do I do it? Well, my friends had done it this way. And this guy said, well, I do it this way. Oh, that sounds good. I'll try it.
I will say this, though, too. I got a text here. They also organize great tours. I'm going to say this, and I really mean this, and I'll tell you a quick, funny little story. You guys are, and I've spoken, however many different places. You guys are the most appreciative of just about any place I've ever been. And I hear you guys get somebody every week, but you really appreciate, you show up in appreciation. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you speak to somebody, okay, hey, thanks for being here, bye. And you guys are very appreciative to that. And I'll go back. I'm going to go back lots and lots of years. I'm going to go back to about 1987, 88.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't even barely born. Whatever.
Thank you.
I'm just going to say it, okay? But I'll never forget. I was supposed to speak to you guys, and I had a horrible cold. Just came, sometimes mm-hmm. just wake up and in the meet, I had to take the day off of work because I couldn't even do the sports and everything like that. And I called you guys. I said, I'm so sorry. And I think I got Larry McCarron to fill in for me, okay? Because I didn't want to leave you guys hanging,
mm-hmm.
all right? And but I still remember, and you want to talk about old school courtesy? I still got, about 3 days later, I got a thank you note in the mail. Dear John, thank you for speaking to our group. It was entertaining and informative.
You were so good.
And that guy who sent out those, that was his mission every week, was to send out those thank you
notes. Yes. Oh, and he forgot that
I wasn't there.
Yes.
You know, and I have to say, I was one of those guys that arranged for speakers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is not an
easy job, is it?
You know what? Actually, it's not bad.
Oh, really?
No, okay. Once you get into the swing and understand how you need to contact people and how to present yourself, mm-hmm. and the follow-up is important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I'll never forget that. Yeah. I got a nice little card. You know what I mean? Yep. And that means something.
People need to be appreciated.
Have you guys had Sundance on, the basketball coach?
Yes.
I love
him. Wasn't he amazing the other night?
Oh, fantastic. My gosh. I just want to be his best friend.
Unbelievable.
He's so great.
We were at the steak fry the other night. Just amazing.
Yeah, he's such a dynamic person,
I wanted to play ball for him.
And
I never played ball.
Right.
But I'll give him a shot.
So
you know?
He came to speak to your group.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awesome.
I think he was recruiting. There were some of us that probably could.
Yeah, had some eligibility left.
You know, now with the portal, I think I could just go in. Might as well.
Tough job. You know, what have you seen over the years, Bill, from Green Bay, just how it's changed? I mean, have you lived your entire life here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost all but 6 or 8 months.
Okay.
West side, by the way. Because there is that line of demarcation.
You don't cross that without a pass.
You know?
I know. So did you go to West High School?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Bill, what did you do before you retired?
I worked at Atlas Cold Storage.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Used to be Acme Packing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And I was the engineer there, plant engineer there. Mechanically, you know, it's one of those businesses where if something has to be done, you just kind of do it. You don't make a committee and you don't, go through all of that stuff.
The red tape.
Well, you know what though, God, that was a generation of guys and women that were like that.
Yeah.
You just did it.
Right. Yep. And you didn't get in trouble for just doing
just
it. Like, we need so-and-so in this department to be approving this and doing that.
Exactly. You just did it.
If you just did it, then you got pizza and beer.
Oh, yeah. But you know what's even
the pizza and beer generation.
I tell this story with my World War II veterans I interviewed. I don't know how many of them, but I interviewed. I said, well, what'd you do after the war? And it's like, well, I came back and I got built this house. And I got a job at the foundry, and I said, oh, you're a home builder. Mm-hmm. No. I said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you meant you actually built a house. Well,
I did.
My brother and I built the house, and my uncle helped. I said, how'd you know how to build a house? Well, we just built a house. We built a house.
You had people.
And that's how they were. Mm-hmm. And that's the generation you grew up with, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what we did.
Yeah.
You just do it.
You just do it.
You know, that's all. Yeah.
Nobody told you you couldn't do it. Nobody, told you needed a different degree. You had to go. You just said, well, let's just do it.
No, he sat back and said, watch this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You said something about our club and tours.
Yes.
That's another thing. That's probably one of the guys saying, don't forget to tell them.
Yeah.
We do a tour, try to do a tour every month. So, and then we have a second vice president of tours who arranges that. And we just go places, and we get to get inside of things that we would not normally get to do. And it's an interesting, we also have another small group within us, a scooter club. And mopeds and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
that sound really good.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Really good.
Thank you.
And we do. We get typically it's Thursday mornings. We get together and meet at somewhere, and not locally, but we'll travel. We've been to Clintonville and all these surrounding areas, kind of stuff, and just look for a place to eat. That's what we old people do.
I know. But I love that so much. So you have to be retired. How does someone join your club if they're interested?
You walk in the door, the main door that the Brown County Library, 515 Pine Street, the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in and it's a foyer, a vestibule area. You walk in and you'll hear a lot of loud talking.
Yep.
That's where you go.
Yep.
It's down the stairs to the right. Somebody will meet and greet you.
Absolutely.
And take you from there.
Absolutely.
What day of the week and what time?
Tuesdays.
It's Tuesdays.
Social time is 8:30. Club is 9:30.
Fantastic.
All right, Bill.
I will encourage everybody that has an interest in something like this, go on down.
This is fantastic.
It's a wonderful group of guys. And the lady that helps out is great.
Yeah.
And I know she works the retired men's club or the retired club over here too. And she's awesome. So you guys have some great people there. Seriously, folks. Get out of the house on Tuesday mornings and go down to the Green Bay Area Retired Men's Club at the Brown County Library.
Have some fun. To look forward to seeing you.
Bill Hartwig, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. Everything is all right. I'm-
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back! Mike on the Mayor Show here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, Civic Media App. Heather Heil filling in for the mayor today from the Children's Museum of Green Bay.
I'm just here. Yes,
let's talk
here.
A little bit about your children's museum.
Yes, please. I could talk about this forever.
You got
I
8 minutes.
Yes. Okay.
Go.
Our Children's Museum of Green Bay is located across from Bay Beach, as we talked about a little bit earlier in the show. And we are a place for families to learn together. So we are an educational facility. And so every adult needs a child. Every child needs an adult. And everyone that does come in, John needs to pay that comes in. Because you're playing together. You're engaging together. So that cost, we keep that low so that we can do all of our supplies and all our, I mean, you know, you're a
parent.
It's
hands-on.
It is so hands-on. And our exhibits, and you know, as toys at home and things that, like, they break.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that we're maintaining and keeping things at a high level for you.
The time Jim and I were there was just a great night. You had Ace Champion.
Yeah, right.
Doing the cooking, which was amazing.
That was such a fun. Yeah, he's one of my favorite people,
Ace
too.
Ace is why I idolize Ace. He's amazing. And then you had AJ Dillon.
Yeah, right.
Was pretty amazing.
So, and AJ is, for those of you who don't know, other than an amazing football player, he grew up with a single mom.
Yep.
Who took to the time and took him to a children's museum as a young boy, and how impactful that was. And to hear him speak about that brings tears to my eyes.
Absolutely.
And John,
he's such a quality guy.
We are getting to the point here in Green Bay where we now have our guests that we have been serving starting to grow up.
Oh.
And we're still probably about 5 to 8, 10 years before they start having children of their own.
Just keep it rolling.
And just those core memories of when you know.
I remember when you guys opened up about 100 yards from where we're sitting right now, right downtown.
Yep, and that was 13 years ago that we opened that facility.
I still remember it.
Down there. So we're now in that we're growing, and the location, the community needs that for the families. And we're just really excited that we've been a part of those core memories for these children. Every child at some point says, when I grow up, I want to be. So through that play, John, they are starting, if they're building blocks, maybe they're going to be an engineer.
Right.
And they find what works for them.
Yeah.
And we just foster that, like Katie from the Autism Society, of we just let them be their own human.
Absolutely.
And we foster that in
it's
whatever
fantastic.
Level that we can. So
it's fantastic.
Thank you.
How do you guys decide what displays and different things like that to do?
We do a lot of research in our community. So we're actually right now looking at bringing two new exhibits into our space. And one of them is a trades and training exhibit, because we're finding that students are not going to, when we went to school, you went for a degree. There was no question asked. You went to school, you went to school, except us radio people.
Hey, okay, wait, I got to ask you a quick question. You went to St. Cloud State.
Nope. Winona State University.
Winona State. Yeah. Okay, never mind then.
All right.
I was going to ask if you knew who Todd Bowman was.
Nope, I don't know.
Todd Bowman was quarterback at St. Cloud and then played in the NFL for about 5 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, wow. So you went to Winona.
So I went to Winona.
Okay.
And the...
What is it, the town of Winona?
Yeah, it is.
And that's north of the cities, right?
Nope, it's south.
It's south of the cities? Oh, okay.
Yep, it's over by La Crosse. It's in the Bluff area over there.
It's
kind of a small school, but I like the recreation.
So we went to school in exactly the opposite parts of Minnesota.
Yeah.
I was up on the Iron Range.
Okay.
Virginia, Minnesota.
It's such beautiful country over there.
Up there?
Yeah. No?
Well, I get it. It's so cold. It's beyond belief cold.
Okay, well, we didn't have that winters cold there.
And I would never. That's the last place in the world. It's further. Yeah, go further north. You go towards Ely. Mm-hmm. That's the Boundary Waters.
Yes.
Yeah, but Virginia's just iron ore pits and stuff. Okay. No, you wouldn't want to live in Virginia, Minnesota. Trust me.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, I just think all of Minnesota is beautiful.
Yeah, that's
the Winona State is really beautiful with the bluffs.
Yeah,
and the
there's timber rattlers up there.
Yeah,
the bluffs,
there are.
Aren't there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to go hunting timber rattlers.
Okay, I don't want, I would like to go sightseeing them, but you can hunt them if you would like, but not together.
I'll tell you what, if you kill one, you go to prison, basically.
Oh,
they're
really?
So
are they protected?
Yeah, they're endangered species.
John, okay, too much to unload there.
Well, they are. The timber
rattlers. I know, but why do you want to hunt them?
Well, no, just to not kill them. I didn't say I was going to kill them.
Okay.
I didn't say I was going to kill them, just
that was
find
a close
them.
One. Just to see them.
Yes.
I would be on board with that.
Yes, that, yes.
Miscommunication.
Okay, total miscommunication.
Ooh, I was like, John, we love the animals.
I know,
I love the animals.
Although, I'm a firm believer, I talked about this the other day, anything that can kill you, you should be allowed to kill, animal-wise.
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. I think you should really kill sharks.
I support you. No. See,
are you serious?
I am a huge shark advocate, and I honestly do believe that there is science with
sharks. Shark advocate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will speak for the sharks. I love them, and actually... Ed the diver I want to connect with because I am PADI certified and have no dive buddies and want someone to go diving with. Mm-hmm.
I was going to try to attract them one time in Florida. It was the night of
purpose?
Yeah. It was the night of one of our parties. We had our tattoo and branding party for the old Mino Nick show.
Mm-hmm. Well, who doesn't have a tattoo party?
I'm 15 years old. Your parents put that on for you.
That's good branding.
We had the flying Mino. We had a lady on like last week. She goes, just so you know, my son has your tattoo.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's the flying monkey tattoo.
For concert tickets or something?
No,
okay.
just for
because?
Whatever, yeah.
Oh!
And then we also had a thing made, we were branding people. We'd hook them up, we had a guy that worked at a jeweler's, and he made this little thing, and we heat it up on the little burners they have.
Stop!
Yeah, we'd put ice on the people first, then we brand them.
This is like Yellowstone
stuff. I know, yeah! Oh, I love Yellowstone.
I do too, but okay.
Oh, but anyway,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what is happening? Okay,
I know,
keep going.
I know,
keep
I
going.
Know, I know. So anyway, okay. But anyway, that night, so we had a nurse there, she took blood from me.
Mm-hmm.
In a syringe right there in front of the hamlet. Because I was going to leave for Florida like the next day. And I was going to get a little raft. I was going to go in the water and away from other people so nobody else. Mm-hmm. And I was going to squirt my blood and see if that attracted
any
sharks.
Would bring them in?
Yeah.
Like chumming in the water with your own blood?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what happened was, we the power went out. We overslept. We were just like, had to race to the airport and I forgot the blood.
Mm.
Which she actually drew a whole thing in
to
a syringe.
To see if that would work.
Yes. To see if that would work.
Did
or you could just squirt it there and then get out of the water and see if sharks came around.
Yeah, well, I think it's illegal. Yeah.
No, that's legal. And it was in an area.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
You ever hear of Black Rocks Beach? Because what you could do, you walk around and you find sharks' teeth from like thousands of years ago. They never dissolve or whatever.
Right.
And we found like sharks' teeth, which was cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. So do you have a brand? Are you branded?
I don't have a brand. No, I just got the tattoo.
Can I see it? Yeah, pull that. Let's see. Hold on. Can you get there? So how many people have this tattoo?
52.
52 people have this. It's a flying monkey.
Yeah.
I love it.
No kidding. I love that.
Yeah. You want one?
No. I'm good.
Sure?
I'm solid.
Hook you up this morning. doing the show.
Any tattoo?
Prison tattoo. Heather Heil with us. Mike Allen, Vietnam War vet, coming up right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it, polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Are you serious about fun? Shop your Boat Club, formerly Hergert Sports Shop in Oshkosh. With brands like Patagonia, Free People Movement, Helly Hansen, Telec, Hyperlite, and Old Town, they've got you covered from head to toe. Your Boat Club Sports Shop has adventure rentals like boats, e-bikes, fat tire bikes, kayaks, and more. No matter your lifestyle, your Boat Club has a membership option for you. Take the hassle out of boating and enjoy the best parts of being on the water. Check them out today at 1232 North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.